cusp of the 2021 MLB All-Star break, the Boston Red Sox sit upon the top of the AL East, a game and a half ahead of the Tampa Bay Rays and 5.5 games ahead of the New York Yankees. They have a three-game series already underway against Tampa Bay, with the Red Sox taking the first game in extra innings last night. They will then turn their attention to the Yankees for another three-game series on Friday at Fenway Park. It's safe to say that even the most optimistic of Red Sox fans did not picture a scenario where anyone would see them competing for a top spot in the American League East, but with the exception of the first couple weeks to start off the season and a few days sprinkled in between, Boston has owned the top spot in the AL East standings. The Red Sox can look to their offensive output and be pleased with what their bats have done, but Red Sox pitching, and more importantly, their ability to go deep into games consistently throughout the first half of the year, have proven to be the X factor for Boston that few predicted would be the case if anyone did. Certain portions of the starting rotation themselves really have not been a surprise at all. Nathan Eovaldi has maintained his position as an iron man for the Red Sox rotation with very few bumps in his 2021 campaign. After a rocky start to his stint with the Red Sox starting pitcher and avid fan of winter jackets, Garrett Richards, has provided depth to the Red Sox rotation that was working towards any means of stability they could get their hands on. Surely you can't speak of the Red Sox and their starting pitching attributes without mentioning the efforts and innings worked from Nick Pivetta, Eduardo Rodriguez, and Martin Perez. But there is one pitcher who has yet to make an impact for the Red Sox this year. There's one pitcher who has yet to be thrown in the mix that many Sox fans have been waiting for patiently. There's one ace in baseball whose bullpen sessions, rehab assignments, and recovery that has been tracked with millions of mouse clicks, thousands of tweets, and many late-night updates broadcasted throughout the sports landscape in New England. I'm talking about Chris Sale. The 6'6" left-hander's return is going to be coming amid a Red Sox team with more to play for in 2021 than most could have ever hoped for. Frankly, the Sox are not expected to perform at the level they are performing at this far into the regular season, but under the return of manager Alex Cora, combined with the reinvigorated bullpen, this 2021 Red Sox team has thrown aside any talk of lowered expectations after a dismal 2020 season. They are, for lack of a better term, reclaiming their place atop the American League. And why should anyone have any lower expectations at this point? They are now expected to win night in and night out, with the additions of Kike Hernandez, Marwin Gonzalez, and Hunter Renfro, along with more consistent performances from youngsters like Alex Verdugo and Bobby Dalbec. The Red Sox are not waiting their turn. The circumstances surrounding the return of Chris Sale are different than anyone could have expected. The Red Sox are competing for all the marbles in 2021, and anyone who wants to see the Red Sox win their fifth World Series since 2004 should be happy that's the expectation. The return of Sale could be the grain of rice that could tip the scale for the Red Sox against the likes of the top teams in the American League and hopefully the National League. The 10-year veteran will be entering his fourth year with the Red Sox. His return from Tommy John surgery will be analyzed with every single breath, every windup, and every pitch to ensure his return is not in vain. But make no mistake about it, Chris Sale will pitch for the Red Sox in 2021. If he is back to pitching anywhere close to what he was pitching like before his surgery, that's the ace up the sleeve the Red Sox are going to need heading into the second half of the regular season. And if that happens, buckle up for the redemption year of the ages for the 2021 Boston Red Sox. Thanks so much for listening.